News Services Division of Akashvani presents Employment News.
Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. Coming on first is the Ministry of Defence, Government of India invites applications for the position of Deputy Chief Civil Hydrographic Officer, Group A, in the Indian Navy in Level 12 at the pay matrix 7 CPC. This vacancy is available at Indian Naval Hydrographic Office, Dehradun. The position is to be filled on a deputation, including short-term contract basis. Candidates holding analogous posts on a regular basis in the parent cadre or department or with 5 years regular service in the grade rendered after appointment on regular basis in level 11 in the 7th CPC pay matrix in the parent cadre or department. Interested candidates are requested to submit their applications in duplicate along with complete and updated APARs within 60 days of the issue of this advertisement. The applications should be sent to the Director of Civilian Personnel, DCP, Naval Headquarters, Ministry of Defence, Room Number 100, First Floor, Talkatora Stadium, NXC Building, New Delhi 11001. For further details, kindly go on to https://hydrobharat.gov.in. IRCON International Limited under the Ministry of Railways is inviting applications for the recruitment of Works Engineer / SNT on contract basis for IRCON's Chhattisgarh projects. The position offers a fixed consolidated pay of 36,000 rupees per month and requires a full-time graduate degree in engineering technology with not less than 60% marks. For detailed advertisement, interested candidates can visit the company's website. https://www.ircon.org. Food Corporation of India has announced vacancies for the position of Advisor, Information Technology on a short-term contract basis. The engaged candidate will be responsible for providing advisory services related to information technology. Interested applicants can find the application form, terms and conditions for appointment and the submission procedures at the provided URL. The last date for submitting applications is 1 month from the date of publication of the notice in the Employment News. For further details, kindly go onto the website https://dfpd.gov.in. Attention all ITI qualified Indian national candidates. Naval Ship Repair Yard, Port Blair, Ministry of Defence, Navy is inviting online applications for the Technician Vocational Apprentice Program for 1 year, IT01 Batch 2024-25. They have 50 vacancies available in 8 designated trades, offering a valuable opportunity for apprentice training. Applicants must ensure their eligibility and qualifications are in line with the requirements specified on the website. Successful candidates will receive a monthly stipend of 7,000 rupees, subject to the fulfillment of registration and contractual obligations. Interested individuals should register online at https://apprenticeship.rectindia.in. The Government of India, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, is seeking candidates for the position of chairperson in the Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, New Delhi. Interested applicants are invited to apply by the closing date of 31st 8, 2024. Applications received previously against advertisement dated 8/7/2023 will also be considered. The application performer and additional details can be obtained from the official websites, that is www.mohfw.gov.in, or you could also go on to www.fssai.gov.in. Chennai Metro Rail Limited is looking for qualified and experienced individuals for the role of JGM Architect and BGM Architect on a contract basis. The detailed employment notification is published on the CMRL website at https://chennaimetrorail.org. The application's closing date is 6/9/2024. And the salary is negotiable for deserving candidates. The Haj Committee of India, Ministry of Minority Affairs, Government of India is seeking applications for the position of Deputy Chief Executive Officer Administration, Deputy Chief Executive Officer Operations and Deputy Chief Executive Officer Accounts in Mumbai on a deputation basis, and applications must reach the office within 1 month from the date of publication, along with all required documents. For further details, kindly go on to the website https://hajcommittee.gov.in. The Port Blair Municipal Council has announced a vacancy for the position of Superintending Engineer on deputation basis. The eligible officers, officials are invited to apply through proper channel, and the applications duly countersigned should reach the Secretary, Municipal Council, Port Blair by 4/9/2024. The detailed recruitment criteria can be found on the official website, that is https://pbmc.gov.in. The Krishna Waters Dispute Tribunal under the Ministry of Jal Shakti is seeking to fill one position of assessor in the pay level 15 as per the 7 CPC. This role is open for deputation, including short-term contract or re-employment from employees of central government, state governments, UTs, PSUs, autonomous, semi-government and statutory organizations. Detailed eligibility criteria and the application performer are available on the Ministry of Jal Shakti's website. The deadline for application submission is 60 days from the date of this advertisement. Please note that employees currently working in the Krishna Water Disputes Tribunal cannot apply for this post. The applications must be sent in to Administrative Officer, Krishna Water Disputes Tribunal, 3 Court 1, 3rd Floor, Bikaji Kama Place, New Delhi, 110066. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go on to their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the New Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website, newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with employment news as the subject.